As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, that sun is rising over Missouri, folks. It's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, definitely that, February the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. We stir up all kinds of philosophically radical concepts here, but freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those without unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air, or take Oracle with you on your mobile device. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email. And boy, did I get a boatload of email over the weekend. But you can do so as well. It's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Always enjoy looking at your emails, reading them, looking at all of the research that's been sent to me. It's what up. What a cornucopia of ideas, thoughts, and news. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647, P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647, and I do check that mailbox from time to time, and I always enjoy receiving information, CDs, DVDs, all manner of things that our listeners send to me, and I appreciate that. Keeps me abreast of what you believe to be important and helps me to know where I need to go with this broadcast. But once again, a big shout-out, as we always do, to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast and is posted on the oraclebroadcasting.com homepage, 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Well, where do we go today? Washington, Lincoln, President's Day, Lupercalia, Lunar New Year, Valentine's Day, Chinese New Year, or should we just concentrate on the fact that today is the anniversary or Become Vocal Local, broadcasting here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, started on President's Day a year ago, and my, how time flies. Well, it's 20 degrees in southwest Missouri. It's sunny now, but it was snowing a few minutes ago. Well, stick around if you don't like the weather in Missouri, because it's always changing. Let's go to that market report for Monday, Moon Day, February the 15th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City. Now, of course, because of the dystopic holiday that we're dealing with today, the stock exchange is closed today, but you know, the gold market, the metals never change. So let's get right onto it. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago we found gold trading up $6.80 at $1,099.20 an ounce. It was over 1,100 for a moment. Silver was up 2 cents in early trading at $15.53 an ounce. Platinum off $2 at $1,511 a troy ounce for platinum, and palladium flat on the trade so far this morning at $415. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, we got $1,088.90 for a low, and so $1,103.30 for a high. We'll pick it all up right there, continue the market report and much more throughout the broadcast. Stay with us.
TeamSpeak.com. TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Monday, Moon Day, February the 15th. February the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. It is President's Day all across America. Well, some states observe it, some don't. It is a federal holiday. Post offices are closed today. They're going to get another one of their days off with pay, no doubt about it. But we come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out that market report for Monday. And we find again out of New York City, of course, as you just stated, it is markets are closed today. So, you know, at least I think they're closed today. You never know. Sometimes they say they're going to close. They don't close. Sometimes they say they're open and then we wish they would close. But nevertheless, gold was trading on the Kitco website this morning, up $6.80 at $1,099.20. Silver up 2 cents at $15.53. Platinum off $2 at $1,511. An ounce in palladium, flat on the early trades at $415 an ounce. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market, $1,088.90 for a high, $1,103.30 for a high. And let's see, at $1,099.20, your gold is up $157.50 year to year for a 16.73% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning ran their flags up the little flagpoles, rang the bell, and set the price in AM trading at $1,099.25. We're 5 cents below that as of 9 o'clock AM Eastern Standard Time. So then in the SPDR gold shares, the exchange traded funds, that electronic trade funding, oh my, I'll tell you, these guys are big, bad, and ugly. They're holding 1,106.38 tons of gold and at a value of approximately $38.5 billion. So we don't turn our backs on them. Keep your eyes peeled on that spider sitting on the corner of the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed off 45 at 10,099. The NASDAQ was up 6 at 2,184. The S&P off 3 and closing out at 1,076. Crude oil this morning up a nickel at $74.18 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. And the U.S. dollar exchange, the USDX, moves up 14 basis points, trades at 80.36. And in the forex exchange rates, the forex market, you know, the Canadian dollar this morning moves up 29 basis points, trades at 95 cents U.S. The Mexican peso, man, if you're going to invest in something, went back and looked over my notes for the last year, and that Mexican peso is just about as solid as a rock. Anyway, it moves up 11 basis points this morning and runs at 8 cents U.S. If I was going to be looking for risk aversion or a safe place to store money, I'd probably want to buy pesos. It seems to be unchangeable. The euro this morning down 18 basis points, trades at $1.36. It's been up to a buck and a half. It's been lower, too. But it's $1.36 is nothing to brag about. They're concerned, very concerned in the European Union about their precious euro and their European Union. Indeed. The British pound this morning, the crown and all of their family, the king and the crown. Oh, my, what a mess. The British pound this morning going down 19 basis points at $1.57 U.S. And the Swiss franc trading at 93 cents down 15 basis points. Well, that's that for that. Let's go to this. London, off of Reuters. Gold prices rose above $1,100 an ounce in Europe on Monday. That's today. With buying prompted by concern over the outlook for the currency markets ahead of a meeting of Eurogroup ministers in Brussels late into the day. Well, I guess when you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will do. So this is the excuse they give us from Reuters. Spot gold, again, well, we don't need to go through all that. Here's a little bit more. Here's a quote. This investors seem to be partly offloading Eurozone risk equally in gold and the U.S. dollar. Interesting way to say that, isn't it? Well, that's the way Pradeep Uni wrote. Pradeep, he must be, you know, I won't say it. Anyway, probably from East India, Pradeep. Thank you, Pradeep. Senior analyst at Richcom Global Services, quote, this is specifically the reason why gold is firm despite the greenback also being strong. Of course, on President's Day, I guess it's fair game to talk about the greenback, but why do they call it the greenback anyway? Why do they do that? The greenback, ostensibly, was set up as a private central bank, and perhaps if the Jesuits had their way and others, that was the reason why they whacked old Abe Lincoln. Certainly, we don't have a federal central bank, do we? No, we've got those private bankster gangsters in there. So why do they call it the greenback? It's kind of obfuscation anyway, just a thought. Here's a quote. Past data suggests that this decoupling phenomenon, now we're invoking all the phenomes, we've got the phenomena here. Past data suggests that this decoupling phenomenon is more of a temporary development and the gold and dollar will switch to their inverse correlations in a short time frame, he added. Well, Pradeep, you're going to have to listen to Become Vocal Local on a more regular basis. The last 18 months or longer, I've been talking about this idea of this decoupling between the U.S. dollar and gold. I got into this inquiry years and years ago. Everybody was saying when the dollar goes up, gold goes down, and the inverse is true as well. Well, that hasn't been the case for a long time. The gold and the U.S. dollar have decoupled from each other and just don't walk the same path. Haven't for quite a while, but Pradeep will get the hang of it soon if he stays in the business here. The Eurozone finance ministers are expected to pile pressure on Greece. At the same time, Hillary Clinton is over there piling pressure on Iran. But the Eurozone finance ministers are expected to pile pressure on Greece. Imagine that. Would you like to see that? To fully implement planned budget deficit cuts so that the euro area will never have to deliver on its last week's pledge of support for Athens. Oh, yeah. Promises made today, expectations tomorrow, and pressure the following day. The euro retreated to a 9-month low against the dollar on Monday as doubts intensified about whether policymakers in the eurozone will help the debt-laden Greece. Well, talking about Greece, I guess we should talk about Lupercalia. Maybe we should all just don a goatskin today, run up and down the streets and flog pregnant women and young girls with straps of goat hide. Maybe we should emulate Pan, a little cloven hoof dude with the pan pipe. That's what it's all about today, you know, Lupercalia, Valentine's Day. Give me a break. It's kind of like a catch-all merchant man's holy day. For things that are bigger than that. We might talk about the Lunar New Year, the Chinese New Year. Well, maybe, maybe not. Let's go on to a little bit different, interesting news. This off Bloomberg. I guess you could say that Casey Jones, high on cocaine, was running amok in Belgium this morning. Belgian rail crash kills 20. Of course, in an earlier report on the same news, Belgian train collision kills at least 10, so I guess they bumped the numbers up. Now we've got 20 dead. February the 15th, this written by Andrew Clapham. Off Bloomberg, two passenger trains collided head-on in Belgium this morning, killing 20 people. News agency Belga said the crash forced a suspension of high-speed rail services linking Brussels with Paris and London. The trains collided in Halle, a Flemish town outside Brussels, at about 8:30 a.m. local time. And Belga reported, citing the local police. Well, we'll find out a little bit more about this train collision on the other side of these commercial messages. Stay with me.
You heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle. Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. It can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
You know, of course, switch happens, you know, from time to time. Light bulb's filament will burn out, and from time to time a switch goes bad. We may have had that as a problem here in Belgium in regards to this train crash. We'll go into it a little bit further here, but you know, I wouldn't give this news reporting agencies more than about 24 hours more before they come up with some radical Islamist jihadist. Or maybe they'll blame it on the Nazis. I don't know. Maybe somebody had bombs in their shorts again. We'll find out as this story develops. But continuing, the trains collided again in Hal, a Flemish town outside of Brussels. Early this morning, Belga reported, citing the police, seriously injured passengers are being treated at the scene before being transferred to the hospital. That's pretty typical fare. The newswire said, citing Dirk Peters, or Pieters, the mayor of Hal. Probably his big day this year in the news. The number of injured and the cause of the accident aren't yet known. According to Belga, Eurostar and Thalys high-speed rail services from Brussels to Paris and London have been suspended following the accident. The two international rail operators said on their websites, well, kind of a continuing story, an update. Here in one story, they're talking about 20 dead, so they've obviously got either new news or updated news. But now, already in that little blurb there, we've done a little bit of the whitewash, and so let's go to an earlier one. This is an update one by John Martins, different author, still off Bloomberg. Two passenger trains collided head-on near Hal, Belgium, killing at least 10 commuters. Now we don't know whether is it 20 or is it 10? It's always 20, you know. But, well, that's the way they like to do that. You know, they like to use those kind of numbers. I don't know why. They can't just report honestly. Have you ever noticed that it's always an even number? Gosh, how does it work out that way? It's 10 people or 20 people. It's never 14 or 17 or 26. You know, I guess that just isn't newsworthy. It doesn't roll off your tongue properly, so they fudge the numbers. Anyway, two passenger trains collided. The number of casualties may rise as rescue workers are still looking for passengers caught in one of the wrecked train cars. And then it goes on and on. 11 people, unfortunately, including one child, were seriously injured in the crash. So 11 people, including one child, were seriously injured in the crash, but unfortunately 20 died. So maybe 11 people, one child, and, you know, eight other people actually were seriously injured and died. I don't know. We'll find out. A commuter train heading from Louvain to Braine-le-Comte probably ignored a stop signal and hit another heading from Quivrain to Liège, north of the Hal train station at about 8:30 a.m. So now we've got an ignored stop signal. I don't know whether they can actually do that or not. I don't know whether they can actually ignore a stop signal or not. It seems that there's a little thing that, you know, one of these switches, and that you've ever seen it, you know, you don't want to be standing around when it happens, but when the tracks start to move, you got to have to get your feet out of the way so that you don't get amputated at the ankle. Because once they throw the switch and they go to another track, you know, it's pretty much an irreversible process. But I guess this functionally illiterate world that we live in these days. These guys even couldn't, you know, they ran a red light, I guess. Ignored a stop signal. Casey Jones, high on cocaine. Maybe they were having sandwiches. Maybe they had a stewardess in the cabin. A commuter train, again, Belgian Railroad Company, NMBSSNCB, doesn't want to speculate about the cause of the crash and prefers to wait for the outcome of the judicial investigation. A judicial investigation. How long will it be before we know? Eurostar and Thales high-speed rail services from Brussels to Paris have been suspended. Well, that's that story. But, you know, they're always talking about light rail and high-speed rail, and boy, we need to go to rail, and boy, we need to go to rail. We need to get out of our automobiles and so on and so forth. Well, that's the advance of sustainable development. In a day where all the trains are going like bullets, you know, you might want to buckle up. I don't know whether they have seatbelts on high-speed trains or not. They didn't mention whether or not the engineers died in this crash. You would think they would have mentioned it. They're only talking about passengers. How was it that the engineers didn't perish, Casey? Here's another one. You know, they just can't leave well enough alone. They're always hitting me right where I don't like to be hit. And the first pieces of legislation Barry the Usurper brought along was jacking up the cost of tobacco products. Every time I go into the tobacco shop where I shop and I look at the price of rolling tobacco, I just become livid. My day is spoiled for another few hours. I think about $24.78 at all one fell swoop tax being dropped on a pound of rolling tobacco. It's so egregious to me. Makes me think about that old Liberty Tree that just dying for some blood of patriots and tyrants, you know. $24.78. You want to talk about tea parties? How about a tobacco party? I'm just about ready to blow a gasket on that one, but this gets me in another basket. Coco climbs after the Ivory Coast president dissolves the government. Isn't there anything sacred? I can't have a smoke and I can't enjoy my chocolate in the morning. Oh, my. Claudia Carpenter, writing for Bloomberg, February the 15th. Coco rose in London on speculation about possible disruption of exports from Ivory Coast, the world's biggest grower, after President Laurent Gbagbo dissolved the country's government. There you go. At least he's on the right track there. I could suffer a higher price of cocoa if I knew that we were going to dissolve the government sometime soon. That would be a worthy cause. The action was necessary because a peace accord signed with rebels in March of 2007 collapsed. Well, signing a peace accord with rebels, what do you expect? Gbagbo. I'd like to be President Gbagbo. It's like Bilbo Baggins or something, a contraction. Anyway, he said this on state-run radio television, Ivorine, on February the 12th. Cocoa prices soared in 2002 after fighting broke out between government troops and rebels. That's the reason why. That's the reason why. You got Nestle's, you got Hershey's, you got Cadbury. They're all up in arms. You know, the guy with the bow tie just bought the railroad company. You know what I'm talking about. Buffett getting involved here, jacking up the cost of tobacco, jacking up the cost of cocoa and coffee. Yeah, it's going to get me in all three of my favorites. This is not good news. Investors must be absolutely convinced that political disturbance can effectively have an impact on cocoa output. I'll say that again. Investors must be absolutely convinced that political disturbance can effectively have an impact on cocoa output. That's hard to say, said Eric Sivri, easy for him to say, head of the cocoa brokerage at the Fortis Bank Nederland in London. Pockets of violence will become more and more frequent. And so this is investors and speculators. Now they're going to run around. They'll be up on the Internet, Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, speculating on cocoa futures, jacking the price even higher. Cocoa for March delivery jumped 14 pounds, or 0.6%, to 2,300 pounds, or $3,606 a metric ton. at 9:37 a.m. on the Leaf Exchange. Prices on January the 1st climbed to 2,350 pounds a ton, the highest in at least two decades. Trading of cocoa in New York on the ICE futures, there it is, the Intercontinental Exchange are the same ones that trade the U.S. dollar index, is closed today because of the President's Day holiday. Well, there's that story. We'll be back. Stay with us. Much more to come.
Great talk radio. You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again, looking at this article here off of Bloomberg. And there's two stories here. You can find the article for yourself and go through it all. I'm going to go through a little bit more of it because these articles seem to get more interesting as they develop. But Ivory Coast, again, was split into a government-held South and a rebel-controlled North in 2002 following a revolt. What a revolting situation that must have been. In 2007, the two sides signed an accord. But here's something else. Political risk is something the market has to take into account, close quote, Nicholas Snowden, an analyst with Barclays PLC in London, said by phone. A coalition of the West African nation's main opposition political parties said it no longer recognizes Gbagbo as the head of the government, you know, Bagbo. We've heard of Bagmen before, but Bagbo here. Bagbo must live in the hood. I don't know. Sugar, coffee? The decisions of Mr. Laurent Bagbo are anti-democratic and anti-constitutional. Maybe we better send a delegation and talk to Laurent. He might have something. He might be onto something here. Anti-democratic? Okay. Anti-socialism. I'm going to deal with that. Anti-constitutional. Well, anyway, Alphonse Djedji Mahdi, Secretary General, catch this one now, of the Rassemblement des Groupes Estatistes pour la Démocratie et la Paix, told reporters on February the 13th, if you can even pronounce such a thing, if they hope that they're going to get that on a ballot someplace, don't count on it. Anyway, they amount to a coup d'etat. A coup d'etat. Mr. Bagbo leading a coup d'etat. And then the article goes on and closes this way. It says, white, comma, or refined, comma, sugar for made delivery. They couldn't say brown or unrefined or white is refined and brown is unrefined. No, it's white. They have to immediately qualify that statement because they're talking about this South Africa, you know, Ivory Coast place. White or refined sugar for made delivery fell $2.80 or 0.4% to $733.20 a ton in London. Now, this one really gets my goat. Robusta coffee for made delivery declined $3 or 0.3% to $1,326 a ton. The last time I was at the grocery, looking at Starbucks and Seattle's Best and other coffees, seems to me I was looking at a price somewhere upwards of $4 a pound for coffee. And these guys are buying it for $1,326 a ton. Man, let me get some of that action. Let me get some of that action. I'd like to start buying coffee by the ton. Pay $1,326 a ton and have enough coffee for the rest of my life, and I'd never have to suffer another price hike. Well, that's the way that goes, but I suppose I'd probably have to bring my own can or jar. Maybe I'd have to bring a recyclable paper bag. Maybe I should get those Oracle Host barf bags going quicker than I thought. If nothing else, you could bring home your coffee in an unused barf bag. The Ivory Coast risk unrest after government is dissolved. Here's an update. Ivory Coast, the world's biggest cocoa producer, risks a return to civil strife after President Laurent Gbagbo dissolved the government and the electoral authority. I wonder whether or not there might be some agitation going on here in the Ivory Coast from these people that have been involved, Nestle's, Hershey's, Warren Buffett. Surely they wouldn't be involved agitating down there, would they? Gbagbo said on state television on the 12th, that the disillusion was necessary because a peace accord signed with rebels had broken down. Well, we heard that. I'm not going to go through that lengthy name again. Well, why not? The Rassemblement des Groupes Estatistes pour la Démocratie et la Paix, which groups the country's four main opposition parties, said after the announcement that it no longer recognizes Gbagbo as a leader. The group urged its supporters to use all means necessary to oppose the president. Well, I hope he's got his dragon skin body armor on, because all means necessary are, well, the ends justify the means. Bagbo's probably not worth 20 cents at this point. Previous unrest in Ivory Coast, which produces 38% of the world's cocoa, resulted in higher prices for the beans. In November of 2004, several days of anti-French street violence. Anti-French street violence. Sounds like Haiti. Forced the emergency evacuation of about 8,000 foreigners, prompting a 20% rise in the cocoa price. 8,000 foreigners. If we could work that out with our illegal alien immigration problem, anti-French street violence. Anyway, with frustration building nationwide, youth gangs and militia aligned with Gbagbo and those opposed to him will likely resort to acts of xenophobic violence in parts of Abidjan and other major cities over the coming days. Sebastian Spiel Garbrath, an analyst at Eurasia, said in an emailed note, as if he is the expert, we'll take his word, quote, a return to civil violence in Côte d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, will pose a threat to the peace and stability in West Africa. The country split. Again, it talks about this split into a government-held south and a rebel-controlled north. That's kind of upside down, inside out of what we went through here with Abraham Springsteen or Abraham Lincoln. But in 2007, the two sides signed an accord. We call that the Constitution, I guess, the new Constitution, that resulted in the creation of a unity government, that's federalism, and the appointment of Soro. I don't know whether Soro here is any relation to Zorro or George Soros, but the name is familiar. The rebels' leader, Soro. Soro, the rebels' leader, as prime minister. Under terms of the deal, the president doesn't have the authority to dissolve the independent electoral body. Gbagbo's mandate expired in 2005, and presidential elections have been repeatedly delayed that have been slated to be held at the end of March. Cocoa production in Ivory Coast has been hampered by political instability, a lack of investment by impoverished farmers, and delays to government programs intended to boost the output. A reorganization of the industry hinges on elections taking place. So, well, watch the price of those candy bars go up and up and up. Your breakfast cocoa is going to cost you more and more and more. All of the things in this recession, depression, hyperinflation, everything that you don't need will go down in price. And everything that you do need, like coffee and tobacco and cocoa, will go up anyway. Lots more on all of that. Where could we go? Where should we go? Let me go back and look. So, of course, most of you are already well aware that Valentine's Day has come and gone, and that today is President's Day. Of course, this is not Washington's birthday, and this is not Lincoln's birthday either. That was on the 12th. Washington is on the 22nd. And today is not really the anniversary of Become Vocal Local. That'll be on the 16th tomorrow, but I did start the broadcast on President's Day a year ago. And it is 20 degrees, snowy and sunny in southwest Missouri. Lupercalia happened yesterday. That's a very interesting thing. You might want to browse it up. We've talked about it a little bit. The Lunar New Year occurred yesterday. Today is the first business day of the Lunar New Year. Of course, we've made it a holiday, a merchant man's holy day, and a federal holy day. Probably schools are out today, too, as well. All of the parasites taking a day off with pay. And it is the, you know, Chinese New Year. This is, by the way, the year of the tiger. Only this is Genyin, if I said that properly. The female tiger. So we'll see how that all unwinds. But, of course, the Chinese tiger is in the news as well as they look at more and more inflation coming on in their currency and as they allow their fractional reserve bankers to insist that their fractional reserve bankers increase their reserve rates. Well, that's got the IMF and other people, you know, got their shorts in a bunch because China drives the marketplace these days. But with all of this on the plate, maybe we should just go over here and honor Jorge Washington one time with a little bit from his farewell address. And I won't read it all, dreadfully long. If you want to find out even more about it, you can go and listen to the broadcast a year ago where I read the whole blinking thing. Anyway, Washington's farewell address, 1796. This is an introductory paragraph. This is out of the Harvard Classics, volume number 43, The American Historical Documents. This was published back, copyrighted 1910 by the Collier and Sons. Love this little booklet, a hardbound book. I'm going to give you just a little bit out of Washington's farewell address when we come back from the break. Talk a little bit about political parties, and then we'll continue our study of law. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Preachers, once again, you know, I just, when I think about George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, and all of these guys that, you know, it just makes you want to scratch your head. You want to be patriotic. You want to appreciate these fellas ever so much. You want to hope that their little lambskin aprons didn't get in the way too often, that they were able to carry their gavel and their trowel with them wherever they went. Oh, my. Compasses and squares and all the rest of that made me reach over and Instead of talking about the farewell address, I might just pick up right in the middle of this one. It's rather interesting. This is out of Morals and Dogma, the writings of Sir, he's not a Sir, but Albert Pike, the Grand Dragon and the Great Pooh Bah of Masonry. Here's just a little bit, just yanked the book open. This is what magic had been. From Zoroaster to Manes, from Orpheus to Apollonius, Thyanus, or some Thyanus. When positive Christianity, triumphing over the splendid dreams and gigantic aspirations of the school of Alexandria, publicly crushed this philosophy with its anathemas and compelled it to become more occult and more mysterious than ever. In other words, driving magic from Zoroaster to Manes, from Orpheus to Apollonius, when positive Christianity triumphing over the splendid dreams and gigantic aspirations of the school of Alexandria publicly crushed this philosophy with its anathemas, and it compelled it to become more occult and mysterious than ever. This is the beginning of the mysteries. Certainly, clamping down a very dark box over the minds of the people as we moved into the Christian era, which we still suffer from today. Of course, it won't be long before the moral majority or somebody will come out and we'll find a bomber, a jihadist, on this train in Belgium. But at the bottom of magic, nevertheless, was science. As at the bottom of Christianity, there was love. So we have a dialectic shaping here between love, makes me think of the Beatles, and science, which makes me think of Auguste Comte. Scientific socialism, scientific dialectical socialism. And in the evangelical symbols, we see the incarnate Word, that's the capital W Word, in the beginning was the Word, John 1:1, look at that carefully. Adored in its infancy by three magi whom a star guides. The ternary and the sign of the microcosm. And receiving from them gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Another mysterious ternary. Don't know that word right off the bat. I'll have to look it up. Under the emblem whereof are allegorically contained the highest secrets of the Kabbalah. I know we've had 139 successive elections to the Comfort Lodge here, just outside of Cassville, Missouri. The Masons live on strong here, being as close to Arkansas as we are. But they never do talk about the high secrets of Kabbalah in public. Christianity should not have hated magic. But human ignorance always fears the unknown. Again, these are the words of Albert Pike, Morals and Dogma, in the chapter titled The Knight of the Sun or the Prince Adept. Science was obliged to conceal itself to avoid the impassioned aggressions of a blind love. It enveloped itself in new hieroglyphs, concealed its efforts, disguised its hopes. Then was created the jargon of alchemy, a continual deception for the vulgar herd, greedy of gold and a living language for the true disciples of Hermes alone. Resorting to masonry, the alchemists there invented degrees and partly unveiled their doctrines to the initiates, not by the language of their receptions, but by oral instructions afterwards. For their rituals, to one who has not the key, are but incomprehensible and absurd jargon. Among the sacred books of the Christians are two works, which the infallible church... You can see the seething hate for Catholicism here. The infallible church does not pretend to understand and never attempts to explain. The prophecy of Ezekiel and the Apocalypse, two Kabbalistic clavicules reserved no doubt in heaven for the exposition of the Magian kings. Closed with seven seals for all faithful believers and perfectly clear to the unbeliever initiated in the occult sciences. For Christians, and in their opinion, the scientific and magical clavicules of Solomon are lost. Nevertheless, it is certain that in the domain of intelligence governed by the Word, capital W, nothing that is written is lost. Only those things which men cease to understand no longer exist for them, at least as word. Then they enter into the domain of enigmas and mystery. And as we like to say, ubi materia, ibi geometria, ibi mysteria. Where there is matter, there is geometry, and where there is geometry, there is mystery. Back to Albert Pike. The mysterious founder of the Christian church was saluted in his cradle by three magi, that is to say, by the hieratic ambassadors from the three parts of the known world and from the three analogical worlds of the occult philosophy. In the schools of Alexandria, magic and Christianity almost take each other by the hand under the auspices of Ammonius, Sakos, and Plato. The dogma of Hermes is found almost entire in the writings attributed to Dionysius the Areopagite. Synesius. I should study some of these guys. Synesius traces the plan of a treatise on dreams, which was subsequently to be commented on by Cardan, and composes hymns which might serve for the liturgy of the Church of Swedenborg if a church of Illuminati could have a liturgy. Illuminati? He uses the word. Oh my. To this epic of ardent abstractions and impassioned logomachies belongs the philosophical reign of Julian, an Illuminatus and an initiate of the First Order, who believed in the unity of God and the universal dogma of the Trinity, and regretted the loss of nothing of the old world but its magnificent symbols and too graceful images. He was no pagan, but a Gnostic, infected with the allegories of Greek Christian polytheism, and whose misfortune it was to find the name of Jesus Christ less sonorous than that of Orpheus. We may be sure that so soon as religion and philosophy become distinct departments, the mental activity of the age is in advance of its faith, and that, though habit may sustain the latter for a time, its vitality is gone. Well, there's much more. Let's go to Washington's farewell address in the closing moments of this first hour of today's broadcast. Again, out of the Harvard Classics, volume number 43, this is the preamble, if you will. Actually, this is an intro, parenthetically, to Washington's farewell address written by the editors. Washington refused to be a candidate for a third term of the presidency, and in May of 1796 he sent to Hamilton a rough draft of his farewell address asking for his criticism. After much revision by both, the document was published on September the 19th and was read to the House of Representatives. The advice contained in it has ever since exercised a profound influence on the policy of the nations. Now I'm going to skip into this quite a bit and begin here so that you get it firmly in your mind. This is George Washington's farewell address written in part by Hamilton and Washington, a collaborative effort. I have already intimated to you the danger of parties in the state, with particular reference to the founding of them on geographical discriminations. Let me now take a more comprehensive view and warn you in the most solemn manner against the baneful effects of the spirit of party generally. Capital S, capital P. And we talk about it on the broadcast on a regular basis, as you all know. I am a strong advocate for the abolition of the established two-party political system. It is a spirit of division that has certainly beset our nation and divided the body politic needlessly. When we come back from the top of the hour break and begin hour number two, we'll continue with George Washington's farewell address. Stay with us.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, February the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. And my name is William Roberts. Always plenty of news, which we've covered in the first hour, hard facts, which we're dealing with now. And we might even advance some solutions and weave them into the course of the discussion. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. As we are going into the top of the hour break, coming out and being joined as we are now by AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and other AM and FM affiliates and micros all across America. Always like to give a big shout out and thank you for broadcasting this broadcast to your local listening audiences on the terrestrial radio, for all of those that have no connection to the internet. Diving into Washington, George Washington's farewell address. Here we are in our first anniversary on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. If you want to get the rest of the text, you can go and visit in the archives, show archives page for Become Vocal Local right off the OracleBroadcasting.com webpage, homepage, and hear the talk I gave a year ago on this day. Let's continue into this a little bit further here. Again, I'll repeat, I'm reading from Washington's farewell address. I have already intimated to you the danger of parties in the state, with particular reference to the founding of them on geographical discriminations. Let me now take a more comprehensive view and warn you in the most solemn manner against the baneful effects of the spirit of party generally. You know, we talk about the specter hanging over Europe, the specter hanging over the world, communism, right out of Karl Mordecai Marx and Friedrich Engels' Communist Manifesto, this specter, this spirit of revolution and counter-revolution, the spirit of division, the bourgeois being opposed by the proletariat, the captains of finance and industry, dictatorships, Bagbo, and all the rest that we've talked about in the past and this morning. The coup d'etat, driving up the costs of cocoa beans, the spirit of division, the established two-party political system, Socialist Party A, Socialist Party B. George Wallace says there's a dime's worth of difference between them. And yet, year after year, decade after decade, the people turn out to the polls and they vote for their blue guy and they vote for their red guy and all the other also-rans. Why? Why? Very simple words can be found in the Bible. Sometimes people read the Bible. Certainly those that were schooled on McGuffey's readers when this country was founded. knew well these words and many others, words of wisdom, ideas, and thoughts that they could find in this very old, musty, dusty Hebrew text. But this can be found in Matthew 12 and 25, where it reads, "And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand." I seldom read the rest, but I'll give you a little bit more. In 26, it says, "And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand?" You think these parties are actually kicking somebody out? Or was Carol Quigley right when he wrote so long ago? We'll be back with more of that after this.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Monday, February the 15th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Certainly you can find our show archives page on the homepage. Just click on Show Archives. When the archives page open up, you can find Become Vocal Local, about three or four down there in the list. Click on that, and you'll see an entire year of broadcasting, 5 days a week, every single week, in and out. that you can go back and listen to these various broadcasts that we've done since we came on here on Oracle Broadcasting, and each broadcast builds upon the previous, like a chain forging links daily, one new link added to a new link added to a new link to create the chain that we will need to bind down this despotic and tyrannical government. But as we opined in the first moments of this second hour of today's two-hour broadcast, a couple of things. This, out of the Manifesto of the Communist Party, this, the Penguin Classics, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, Communist Manifesto edition, this published by when? And I'm looking and I don't see a publication date, so we'll probably just know. Let me see. Let's see, 1967. This, the Manifesto of the Communist Party, starts out this way in the section under Marx's writings and contributions. He writes this: a specter is haunting Europe, the specter of communism. All the powers of old Europe have entered into a holy alliance to exorcise this specter. Pope and Tsar, Metternich and Guizot, French radicals and German police spies. Where is the party in opposition that has not been decried as communistic by its opponents in power? Where the opposition that has not hurled back the branding approach of communism against the more advanced opposition parties, as well as against its reactionary adversaries? And he continues. And again, George Washington. Let me now take a more comprehensive view and warn you in the most solemn manner against the baneful effects of the spirit of party generally. This from Carol Quigley, page 1247 out of Tragedy and Hope. The chief problem of American political life for a long time has been how to make the two congressional parties more national and international. Notice he says the two congressional parties. The argument that the two parties should represent opposed ideals and policies, one perhaps of the right and the other of the left, is a foolish idea acceptable only to doctrinaire and academic thinkers. Instead, the two parties should be almost identical, so that the American people, carefully turning this page in this huge tome, can throw the rascals out at any election without leading to any profound or extensive shifts in policy. The policies that are vital and necessary for America are no longer subjects of significant disagreement, but are disputable only in details of procedure, priority, or method. We must remain strong, continue to function as a great world power in cooperation with other powers, avoid high-level war, keep the economy moving without significant slump, help other countries to do the same, provide the basic social necessities for all our citizens, open up our opportunities for social shifts for those willing to work to achieve them, and defend the basic Western outlook of diversity, pluralism, cooperation, and the rest of it as already described. These things, any national American party hoping to win a presidential election must accept. But either party in office becomes in time corrupt, tired, unenterprising, and vigorless. Then it should be possible to replace it every 4 years, if necessary, by the other party, which will be none of these things, but will still pursue with new vigor approximately the same basic policies. It'd be any more plain than that. Let's go back and listen to the words of George Washington. This spirit, unfortunately, speaking again of the spirit of party, unfortunately, is inseparable from our nature, having its root in the strongest passions of the human mind. It exists under different shapes in all governments, more or less stifled, controlled, or repressed. But in those of the popular form, it is seen in the greatest rankness and is truly their worst enemy. You see why I might have, after all the study in political science, adopted this concept of the abolition of the established two-party political system and all of the little whoredollars? You see where there's really no better in the European model of the multi-party system, where you've got the Christian Social Democrats and the Social Democratic Christians and the Christian Democratic Socialists and the Socialist Democratic Christians and on and on and on, pluralism, plethora of parties. Even when we look at something like Mr. Gbagbo here, a coup d'etat, the rise of dictatorships seem to be no advantage. Trotsky, Lenin, Stalin, Khrushchev, Ariel Sharon, where should we go? Tito, Mao Zedong, where should we look? If one party doesn't do the trick, and two parties just as bad or worse, and a multi-party system is even worse than that, then maybe we need to go back to the founders, go back to the ideas that were laid out originally by Francois Guizot, chastised by Karl Mordecai Marx and Friedrich Engels. The concept of representative government in Europe had nothing to do with parties and factions. It's not an idea of having Beelzebub casting out Beelzebub, Satan casting out Satan. It's rather curious, though. When Jorge Bush was in power, he said something along these lines, which you can find in Matthew 12 and 30. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. And who's speaking there? Would it not be Beelzebub? The alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism. He's not writing about Joseph Stalin here. George Washington knew nothing of Joseph Stalin. He's not writing about Pol Pot. He's not even writing about the United States, wars of aggression against Afghanistan and Iraq and elsewhere around the globe, and the firebombing of Dresden and Nuremberg, and the atomic disintegration of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. No. George Washington, for in his days, is looking backwards. Not quite the same way that Edward Bellamy wrote, looking backwards, but he's looking backwards. And he's cautioning you against parties and factions and allowing them to creep into our system where none were wanted. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies. policies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., Shattering Paradigms, one show at a time.
And remembering President's Day and Valentine's Day and Lupercalia and the Chinese New Year and the anniversary of this broadcast here on Oracle Broadcasting, returning once again to President George Washington's farewell address, his warning on political parties and factions, pluralism, and all that rotten horde. He writes this, but this leads at length to a more formal and permanent despotism, this idea of parties and factions, the alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism, and this leads at length to a more formal and permanent despotism. The disorders and miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual. Who should be able to speak better than he of that? Everyone clamoring for him to be king. And sooner or later, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty. You see? One party doesn't do the trick, the dictatorship. That doesn't do the trick. Two parties don't do the trick, the established two-party political system. Failed in its inception, failed in its practice. The multi-party system of Europe, equally faulted. Such as they begin badly. Well, that's not the way that he said it. Why don't I quote it properly? This is Aristotle out of his Politics, Book 5, Chapter 1. Quote, they are originally based on a mistake, and as they begin badly, cannot fail to end badly. Aristotle, they are originally based on a mistake. If you start off with a faulty model and say 1 + 1 = 3, you've made an error in the beginning. No matter how much you continue to calculate, no matter how many more numbers you generate, none will be any more accurate than the mistake that was made initially. As Thomas Jefferson said, I know of no safe depository of the ultimate powers of society but the people themselves. And if we think them not enlightened enough to exercise control with a wholesome discretion, the remedy is to not take it from them. but to inform their discretion by education. That's what we do here on a regular basis. We read from Albert Pike, out of his Morals and Dogma, making frequent reference to the Illuminati and the Illuminatus, the adept, the profane, the initiate. Here's something that Jack Otto wrote in his book, World War II, World War III, on page 24, quoting or attributed to Adam Weishaupt. He said this, Weishaupt, in regards to the Illuminati, quote, "The great strength of our order lies in its concealment. Let it never appear in any place under its own name, but always covered by another name, another occupation." So we have the United Nations beast system and all of its organs and bodies. And we have in this pluralistic global community that we live in any number of groups, NGOs, agencies, councils, boards, etc., any number of them, such to the point now where if you were to sit down with a pencil and paper and write out all of those people between where we are today and where the president is, how many people in this chain have you even the opportunity to vote for, even if there weren't such a thing as electronic voting devices to fudge the vote? There are so few people that we can choose in this system that it's laughable. The system needs to go away. It's irreparably broken. It was faulty by design. As Congressman Lewis T. McFadden wrote in June of 1933, he said, "We're being led by the international Jews operating through Great Britain and the Bank of England." Rather an interesting comment there, Mr. McFadden. Wouldn't be exactly politically correct to say that today, would it? But Jack Otto retorts this way. He says, "Whoever controls the volume of money in any country is absolute master of all of the industry and commerce." That's said by President James Garfield. So it lets you know who is the ultimate and absolute master. Whoever controls the money controls the people. And when people are looking for security and repose and the absolute power of an individual, as Washington stated here, and sooner or later the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purposes of his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty, a cult of personality, the usurper rises up, then we remember the words of Benjamin Franklin, who said, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither their liberty nor their safety." Let's continue with Washington's address. "Without looking forward to an extremity of this kind," in other words, dictatorship or monarchy, "which nevertheless ought not to be entirely out of sight," in other words, don't ever let it out of your sight, it's always lurking in the background, it's this specter that hangs there, "the common and continual mischiefs of the spirit of party are sufficient to make it the interest and duty of a wise people to discourage and restrain it." But no, we don't talk about the abolition of the established two-party political system. Why? Because it has to do with faith. What is your political faith? It has to do with the belief system. I believe in the conservative Republican Party principles and platform. I believe in the ideas advanced by the Democratic Party. It's faith. It's belief. It's belief without evidence. You can't study what they've done and find any evidence for your belief, but you believe it because you've been told it. You've been indoctrinated with it. The media, the education, even the pulpit, poisoned. The marketers, the propagandists, the bankers, the lawyers, uniform commercial code, all of it. As George Washington said, they got you by the balls. Yeah, America has a love affair with their balls, all right. But when are they going to wake up? The only real love affair with balls that we should have is that little black ball and that little white ball, and we drop them in the box, and it's called a ballot. A ballot, and we vote for representatives that were sent to represent us. They were sent to represent our views with instructions. And we hold them accountable and we recall them at will. They serve in our pleasure. And when they displease us, they are recalled home. Some of the things that our founders understood that we've forgotten, we no longer teach. Washington continues and he says, it serves always to distract the public councils and enfeeble the public administration. It agitates the community with ill-founded jealousies and false alarms, kindles the animosity of one part against another, foments occasionally riot and insurrection. It opens the door to foreign influence and corruption, which find a facilitated access to the government itself through the channels of a party passion. Thus, the policy and the will of one country are subjected to the policy and the will of another. Thank you, Israel. We'll be right back.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we return once again, and we're looking at this Washington's farewell address, his warning in regards to political parties. After all, this is ostensibly President's Day. There was so much deliberation as to when to have the holy day. You go back and look at August comp. Maybe I'll grab it at the next break if we have time. Talk briefly about that. But the idea of assigning to every day of the calendar year another hero. We hear about heroes every day, like it's a sandwich or something. We hear about heroes. And so every day becomes a holy day, another day in the religion of humanity, where we worship, much along the lines Martin Buber styled, I, thou versus I, it, where we no longer look at the higher law, that overarching higher law, the natural law that overarches all of creation and man, but instead we worship the creation more than the creator. That's something to be considered. Certainly, to advance ourselves, Homo sapiens, men and women, above that energy that created, thinking that we created all, and that we can become perfectible. This is a poison so vile, my friends, that if you don't understand it, you won't recognize it, but we are overwhelmed by it. Even in the alternative media, but continuing, he says there is an opinion that parties in free countries are useful checks upon the administration of the government and serve to keep alive the spirit of liberty. Liberty. The spirit of liberty. Liberty, the Jacobin cap, the Phrygian cap. Always the Jacobin cap, the little Phrygian cap is tucked over the tip of the spear of destiny, and oft times the spear of destiny is draped with a flag, a red flag, the spirit of liberty. We've spoken about that before. Freedom, outfitted with a dog collar or a harness, becomes liberty in a confused, pluralistic society. All men at war against all men. Law and order being synonymous. The desire to create a well-ordered society, liberty, a necessary consequence of a people unable to live in freedom. Washington continues, this within certain limits is probably true. And in governments of a monarchical caste, patriotism may look with indulgence, if not with favor, upon the spirit of party. But in those of the popular character, in governments purely elective, it is a spirit not to be encouraged. And yet, everyone wants to talk about a party. We need a third party. We need an independent party. We need a party. Parties and factions. Maybe we should start another organization, another nonprofit foundation. Maybe we should protect the darter or the tree turtle or the leaf frog or some other God unknowingly thing. Oh my, what insanity. Again, in those, I'm talking about governments here, but in those of popular character, the constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, which we were granted by our founders, if we could but keep it, in those of the popular character, François Guizot, read about it, the history of representative government in Europe, Thomas Paine, in those of the popular character, in governments purely elected, is a spirit not to be encouraged. From their natural tendency, it is certain there will always be enough of that spirit for every salutary purpose, and there being constant danger of excess, the effort ought to be by force of public opinion to mitigate and assuage it. Where is the public opinion? For a year, I've been encouraging you each and every one of you to get seriously busy and energized within this established two-party political system at the local voting precinct level. county committee men and county committee women in every voting precinct, the 177,000 some voting precincts across this nation in 3,066 counties at the earliest moment possible. Legally, lawfully, and orderly fashion, in conventions assembled, a majority in a deliberative assembly in this quote-unquote democratic society can vote the parties out of existence. In 2012, we could close forever this division if we would but try. A fire not to be quenched, it demands a uniform vigilance to prevent its bursting into a flame, lest instead of warming it should consume. It is important, likewise, that the habits of thinking in a free country should inspire caution in those entrusted with its administration to confine themselves within their respective constitutional spheres, avoiding in the exercise of the powers of one department to encroach upon another. You see how far down the path we've come. What started out as a simple framework, through this process of the creation of agencies and all of the various and sundry boards and councils, all of this pluralistic division and division and division that was sown by socialist leaders such as Harold J. Lasky and others, and the Fabian Socialists of England, positivists as well, Proudhon, the French as well. We find ourselves now with no access to the reins of power. The captains of finance and industry are running the whole government through their appointed dictatorships, and they're doing it globally. And when they meet in faraway places like Iqaluit and other places, in the Arctic or in South Africa or in Doha or in Australia or in Davos or whatever, and they meet on such a rapid frequency that who amongst us can afford to travel around and hear what they're talking about and see where they're planning to go? All we can do is kind of run along after the fact, cleaning up after the horses in the parade, so to speak. A just estimate of that love of power and proneness to abuse it, which predominates in the human heart, is sufficient to satisfy us of the truth of this position, this spirit of encroachment, which tends to consolidate the powers of all the departments in one, and thus to create, whatever the form of government, a real despotism. Reading in the news about Barry the Usurper, unsatisfied with the slow progress on his appointments being made by this Congress, the deadhead on the cap and trade taxation system, the delays or derailment of the Obamacare program. He's going to start flexing the executive order pen. The spirit of encroachment tends to consolidate the powers of all the departments in one. Rahm Emanuel going nudge, nudge, wink, wink. It's okay, Barry. We did it with Clinton. We did it with Bush. You can do it too. A just estimate of that love of power. Power tends to corrupt. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. Knowledge is power, but it's only powerful when it's combined with action. It's not sufficient to know a thing. You must do it. You must act upon the knowledge that you acquire. 12 months. Like a broken record. Been singing the song to the Oracle audience. Are you listening? We're running out of time. How do you deal under pressure? Do you want to wait until 2012 to get started? Or should we start now? Wait to the fourth quarter? The last minute. The necessity of reciprocal checks in the exercise of political power by dividing and distributing it into different depositories and constituting each the guardian of the public weal against invasions by the others has been evinced by experiment, ancient and modern. This is the system we were given. Why have we turned our backs on it? We'll be back.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So again, from James Garfield and his statement that whoever controls the volume of money in any country is the absolute master of all industry and commerce. On Wednesday, I'm going to be joined by a guest, Joshua Dethridge from the Kabul area here in the central part. He's in the central part of Missouri. Kabul, Mountain Grove, all that region in there, that area in there. The headquarters, if you will, the home of the Ozark Property Rights Congress, established originally by Russell Woods, a carry-on from Ecologic and Henry Lamb and those folk. But Joshua has brought forward and is advancing a Kabul community dollar, the opportunity to control the volume of the money is going to shift in southwest Missouri, and if we have any saying this at all, it's going to continue across this state throughout all of the 114 counties and perhaps even the Vatican City, St. Louis, under the Golden Arches on the Mississippi River. And I hope you'll join us on Wednesday for that. If you have any ideas or questions, if you've ever thought about starting a community script or getting involved in bartering for semi-precious and precious metals or something else, buka shells, beads, whatever you want to talk about, the floor will be open. We'll do all 2 hours with Joshua Dethridge on Wednesday. I hope you'll join us for that. I'm looking forward to it. A bright young man that I've spoken with over the weekend and brought to my attention by the Liberty Dollar people. So we'll be talking about that. Of course, in property, we don't really have enough time today to go into the law study. I only want to touch on one more part. I got an excellent email on Friday from a listener, and they brought to my attention another body of study that I'm going to have to incorporate in. I would hope that their research is well-founded. I think that I can find some holes in it already, but maybe we'll need to have them on, and we can discuss their idea of the Constitution as a trust. I have not all the answers. I just keep studying and studying. Listen to everyone. Read anything. Believe nothing until you can prove it in your own research. That's what I learned from Bill Cooper, and that's what I do each day. This, again, out of Dillaboo and Howard's Principles of Business Law, the ninth edition. We've been working through this, talking about property the last few days. Property as non-physical or incorporeal. Incorporeal, ghost, right? No physical body. Property as non-physical or incorporeal. The concept that only things were the subject of property and that property was more than the thing itself developed during the days of feudal land tenure in England. Out of the English feudal land system, there developed many intangible and invisible inheritable rights, which touches upon the email, the idea of rights as a trust. Something invisible and inheritable, something intangible called incorporeal hereditaments. Quote, these rights grew out of, touched, or concerned the land, but they were not the substance of the thing itself, close quote. Among such rights were the right to use common pasture land and parks, called the commons, and rights to annuities and rents. Such incorporeal interests are recognized in our law today. A lease granting the right to explore for oil, accompanied by a duty to pay royalties if oil is found, creates no property in a thing but an invisible, intangible right concerning the land. Such right is property. For example, easements, leases, and various types of restrictive covenants which touch and concern land are property interests protected by the courts, such as native growth protection easements and things like that that restrict and restrict and restrict your rights to your property. Perhaps you could look at a zoning code as a restriction on your rights. The imposition of the International Property Maintenance Code, which actually makes your municipalities the landlord, brings you under a condition of involuntary servitude as the maintenance technician for your own property. And God help you should you not keep it up the way that the city would have you keep it up. If your grass be too long, if there be other kinds of invasive weeds found in your lawn, if your bushes are too tall, if your paint is chipped, if a window is cracked, if a door is ajar, they might crawl in the window in the middle of the night and give you a lesson on home security in the fatherland we live in today. This back to George Washington, more sound words. Again, he says the necessity of reciprocal checks in the exercise of political power, that would be the separation of powers doctrine that we've enjoyed all along. This idea of checks and balances, the necessity of reciprocal checks in the exercise of political power by dividing and distributing it into different depositories and constituting each the guardian of the public weal. Salus populi suprema lex esto, the motto of the state of Missouri. See if you can figure that one out and track it back. Against invasions by the others, has been evinced by experiments ancient and modern, some of them in our country and under our own eyes. Founders were not ignorant. I have an excellent Liberty Fund book in my library, The Lamp of Experience, by Trevor Colburn. Goes through and catalogs the founders' libraries and other individuals of the time period and gives us a window of opportunity into seeing what they studied in their libraries. What did they have in their homes to read? To preserve them must be as necessary as to institute them. If, in the opinion of the capital P people, the distribution or modification of the capital C constitutional powers be in any particular wrong, let it be corrected by an amendment in the way which the Constitution designates. You see, they gave us a way of changing the Constitution, but the American Bankers Association were not comfortable with that. The American Bar Association were not comfortable with that, the creation of the bankers. And so they created the Uniform Law Commission to do end runs around federal and state constitutions so they wouldn't have to deal with that pesky constitutional amendment process. Instead, each of the several states would simply adopt a model code or a model act and thus effect a change as broad sweeping as the Constitution having been changed itself without having to detour through the constitutional amendment process. But continuing from Washington here, but let there be no change by usurpation. Oh, yes, bury that usurper. For though this, in one instance, may be the instrument of good, it is the customary weapon by which free governments are destroyed. As the Shabtaians have said, Shabtai Zvi, from the greatest evil can come the greatest good. Think along that one for a moment. The president must always greatly overbalance in permanent evils any partial or transient benefit which the use can at any time yield. Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality, capital R, capital M, are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism, capital P, who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness. These firm props of the duties of men and citizens, capital M, capital C. This idea of happiness. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, I recommend that you read Francis Hutcheson. Find out more about happiness, beneficence, virtue, and beauty. This was the root from which the greatest good of the greatest number principle advanced by the philosophical radicals, Jeremy Bentham and his crew, devolved. But certainly Francis Hutcheson, the Scottish educator, had a more lofty thing in mind, and our founders were aware of that. The idea of the pursuit of happiness didn't find its way into the Declaration of Independence by accident, my friends. Again, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, capital R, religion, and capital M, morality, are indispensable supports. Going to have a moral code someplace. You're going to have to find an ethical foundation someplace because you're not going to find it in the Constitution. It was presupposed that you came equipped with it. It was a standard option on your vehicle. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Hope you enjoy the day. I will. I'll be back again tomorrow. And until then, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
If a
claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.